In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Behold Saint Bartholomew, one upon whom the church's foundation is built, one who sits enthroned in the church, judging and instructing her by his preaching and witness. And we don't know much about him. What we do know is recorded in St. John's Gospel, and there he's not even named Bartholomew, but Nathanael. When told of Jesus, he indignantly asks, "Can anything good come from Nazareth?" Yet Jesus calls him to faith, commends him as an Israelite in whom there is no guile, and he confesses Jesus as God and King. He's one of a few who sees the risen Jesus at the Sea of Tiberias, and was there at the Ascension and Pentecost. And that's it. Bartholomew isn't even his given name, but a surname meaning the son of Tolmai. In the same way that St. Peter was Simon Barjona, or son of Jonah, so St. Bartholomew was Nathanael Bartolmai. St. Jerome suggested he was of noble birth. Perhaps he felt entitled to be preeminent among the 12 for that reason, and that's the occasion for this morning's gospel. The tradition of the church holds that he preached the gospel in Arabia, Persia, and India before coming to Armenia, where, while still alive, his skin was cut from his body before either being beheaded or crucified upside down. As a result, his symbol is three flaying knives, like you see on your bulletin. So it is ironic that one of the 12 apostles, one enthroned in the church by Jesus Christ, one of the number of the church's foundation who labored so mightily in preaching and in martyrdom, forgotten by the world, is all but forgotten by the church as well. Ironic, but not surprising. Of all the Christians that have ever lived in this world, of all those who have been martyred, only a small handful is remembered, and remembered by name. Do you know the names and deeds of all your brothers and sisters being martyred even now throughout the Middle East, Africa, and Asia? Do you know the names of your brothers and sisters being oppressed by the evil laws of wicked men, whether in this country or elsewhere? How many congregations, big or small, are there where brothers and sisters in Christ go anonymous to each other each and every week? Of course you don't know all these names. There is in the church in this world a certain anonymity. No one knows you. No one holds you in high esteem or as one worthy of emulation. And so the devil uses that to appeal to your sense of entitlement. He tells you that there's no one better than you, that the place of honor and respect should be yours, that somehow God is unfaithful to you in this and is holding out on you. It's nothing new. It's what he used on Adam and Eve. And it still works. You desire power and prestige. Yet Jesus comes to you as the one who serves. You want success and wealth. Yet Jesus hangs bloody and dead upon the cross. You want your belly and wallet filled. You want the best and the latest. You want all that your heart desires, whatever it may be. Yet Jesus comes, rebuking your sins, calling you to repentance, and bringing with him word, water, bread, and wine. Jesus is the one who serves. So why then do you expect honor and respect among men? Are you better than your God and King? What's so appealing about the admiration of the world when your name is written in heaven? Why do you desire that which separates you from God and damns you to hell? Why do you think yourself better than your brother? Did Jesus not bleed for him also? Is he not baptized with the same baptism as you? Does he not feast upon the same body and blood? Is he not called and enlightened by the same word? Repent. Take heart, therefore, that Jesus is the one who serves, not as a waiter or busboy, but as your ransom and substitute, as the payment for your sins. He comes to be humbled for your pride, to be cast out for your superiority, to be forsaken for your division. Jesus comes to take into his body all that damns you to hell. He comes to die for you and in your place. And though he takes on this service gladly and willingly, in order to reconcile you to his Father and to one another, and to welcome you into his eternal kingdom, it's not easy or light. Jesus suffers far worse than did St. Bartholomew in his martyrdom, far worse than you do even now. The Father poured into Jesus' flesh and bones all of his wrath and judgment for your sins, forsaking him. Jesus poured out every ounce of his precious blood. The one who serves you by hanging upon that bloody and horrific crucifix. Yet by that cross, you who are unnoticed in this life are known perfectly and completely in heaven. The Father knows you by name. He knows every hair on your head. There's nothing about you that he doesn't know. And the most important thing that he does know is that you are redeemed by Jesus Christ, that his blood is poured out for you and upon you. Thus, your name is changed. You're not named for the men of this world or by virtue of anything you've done. Rather, you are named for him who redeems you from sin, death, and hell. You are called Christian. For Jesus' will is that you would be known in his kingdom, that you would eat and drink at his table. This is why he sends apostles and pastors preaching the word of the cross and of reconciliation, washing you clean in his blood and feeding you with his body and blood. For Jesus, who served you once upon the cross, still this very day serves you with the fruits of his cross. Jesus serves you to write your name in his book, to usher you into his kingdom. So the world doesn't know you and thinks nothing of you. Who cares? You're known in heaven. You are known intimately to the Holy and Blessed Trinity in the flesh and through the blood of the Son. He is your riches and treasure. He is your fame. He is the one who brings you reconciliation and places you into his kingdom, setting you at his table by grace. Learn then from St. Bartholomew. Good works are fine and good, but they cannot save you. Only Christ Jesus, who suffered for you and rose again, does. And he now brings you into his presence to feed you at his table. He sets before you the price of your own redemption. His very body and blood offered up once for all, offered up for you. Come, eat and drink. Jesus is healing to your flesh and refreshment to your bones. Eat and drink, for in Jesus you are not unnoticed in his kingdom. You are the very joy and delight of the holy angels and equal with the saints. In Jesus, you are the heir and child of God. Good has indeed come forth from Nazareth. He is Jesus Christ, the Son of righteousness, risen with healing in his wings. He gives you his kingdom that you may eat and drink at his table. What more could you possibly desire? In Jesus' name, amen.